and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Good morning, my soapy serenaders. Oh, God. It's Thursday. It's 1 p.m. That means that it's time for a brand new assortment and collection of Colin's soapy serenades. I'm your host, Colin, as the name implies. And I got a show that'll appeal to the retirement home enjoyers, the retirement home dwellers out there. I got a bunch of Beatles tunes today, both as a group and as solo artists. So I hope that you're all ready for that. I know that I am. I don't know why I chose this as today's theme. I think that I listened to one Beatles song last night, and I was like, you know what? It's Beatles season, I think. It's Beatles season. It's starting to warm up a little bit again. And a lot of people think that the Beatles are a fall artist, and I think that they are an every season artist, if you ask me. I think that they're an excellent group. Hot take, I know. Kind of a hot take. But yeah, I mean, I've always loved the Beatles. I was introduced to them as a young age, and yeah. So thanks to my parents for having good music taste. Thanks to them for listening to the Beatles and having me grow up on them. I chose the Beach Boys as the opening track today because that album, before that, the Beatles and the Beach Boys were kind of butting heads for a while. They were like, ooh, I don't like you. Ooh, you, I don't like that. They don't like each other. But then as soon as Pet Sounds was released, the Beatles were like, you know what? They said, and I quote, I was smitten by it. Because it changed the pop landscape forever. They actually, John and Paul actually worked on Pet Sounds with Brian Wilson. So that's just a little, you know, fun history lesson. about Pet Sounds and how it inspires the Beatles. But anyways, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than a candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Tufts educational, fruit-loving, fruit salad yummy yummy radio. So without further ado, now that I've read the PSA, now that that's gotten out of the way, don't mind me, stretching my back out here. For some reason, I walked into the studio that was just a stool instead of the normal, you can hear that, the creaky chair. It's there was just a wooden stool that was like 5 feet high. I had to jump on it. I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm 6'3", and I had to jump on this stool in order to sit here. Since then, I've moved it out, obviously, to accommodate my back issues, but, you know, I'm a grampy. That's why we're listening to grampy music. Anyways, this is Till There Was You by the Beatles.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all. Till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all. Till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
When we're apart, and when at last. See, I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Running my hands through my head.
wander everywhere. And if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share, each one believing that love never dies, watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care.
This here is not the Beatles. This is the Allman Brothers Band. This is Little Martha. And the reason why I'm playing this song is because news just came out that the Allman Brothers Band co-founder Dickie Betts has just passed away at age 80, which is really sad because, I don't know, Allman Brothers Band are very underappreciated, I think, in the talks about classic rock today. Country rock, even root rock. Yeah, very, very sad news. I think that he was one of the last surviving members, actually. If I'm not wrong, could be mistaken, but decided to play the song in honor of him. So before you heard I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles, Martha, My Dear by, you guessed it, the Beatles, I'll Follow the Sun, I Will, Until There Was You. Spanning many different albums by the Beatles, with the last two being, well, mostly White Album and Revolver, I guess. But yeah, so that was all the group stuff. And now we are going to be playing some solo stuff. So we have a little bit of Paul McCartney coming up, some George Harrison, John Lennon, and Ringo Starr, who I don't actually listen to that much, but I think that I'd be remiss if I didn't include him. So moving right along, I think that we should get into some Beatles because I've had enough of Allman Brothers Band. Sorry, Dickie. This right here is Paul McCartney. Enjoy.
Bicycles for two, broken-hearted jubilee. Parachutes, army boots, sleeping bags for two, sentimental jamboree. Side.
yes, it's true. I live for you.
Thank you. just had to let it go.
Started at nothing.
Let me in here. I know I've been here. Let me into your
tell us what to do. I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Welcome back to Soapy Serenades. I'm your host, Colin. I got about, 14 minutes left? And we're going to keep it going with the Beatles train. The last song that you heard, I just did solo artists, but I guess Octopus's Garden isn't really a solo song by Ringo, but it is his song, one of the few songs that he has in the Beatles' discography. So that right there was Octopus's Garden. Before that was Hold On by John Lennon, I'd Have You Anytime by George Harrison, Arrow Through Me by Wings, Paul McCartney's band, Don't Come Easy by Ringo Starr, Watching the Wheels by John Lennon, I Live For You by George Harrison, and Junk by Paul McCartney. So we're going to keep a Beatles-themed going out the rest of this episode. So I got three more songs for you. I'm going to let them talk. I'm not going to do any more talking after this, because these are quite possibly my three favorite Beatles songs of all time that are coming up. So you're going to listen to those shortly. Quick shout-outs. Shout-out to my grandma and granddad who are listening in right now, all the way from beautiful Somerville, Massachusetts. Long distance, I know. But thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you to my family all the way on in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, for tuning in, finding the right time zone to tune in. It's kind of impressive, honestly. So thank you for being consistent listeners throughout this season's, episodes of Soapy Serenades. It's been delightful, honestly. I'm going to be on here next week again, next Thursday. At least I should be, if all goes according to plan. These next few weeks are going to be busy, I'm not going to lie. So, we'll see. But I should be on the air next week, and if so, then you'll get another dose of beautiful, groovy tunes. Can't promise that they'll be Beatles, but we'll see. So, with that, I'm gonna let you listen to three more wonderful Beatles songs, and I am going to shut my trap. So, folks, thank you for tuning in to Soapy Serenades. I've been Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades, and I hope you've enjoyed your Beatles bath time today. This is the Master Sudsimony signing out. Scrub behind your ears, folks. Good afternoon.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. We'll sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. I will sing a lullaby. Somebody love.
love me like she do me. Ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. A long, long time ago.
long, long time ago.
I was not magnificent.